Simen Shem Ches Sif Lamed Zayin. We said that one's not allowed to create a situation, a scenario of Graf Shirei L'chatchilo in order to have a heter and muksa. However, the Machaber says in this Sif that the case will be a hefsed, a loss from the muksa being stuck where it is. So what one could do is that one can bring his bed to the place where the Graf Shirei is and park himself there. And now it's already something that's going to be staring him and bothering him. Therefore, he'll have the heter of Graf Shirei to remove the muksa. Shmur explains, let's say where the Graf is, your field gets stolen or something else will go wrong. And it's in the room in the house, it's not really being used, or a place in the chutz, it's not really being gone in and being used. You can move your bed there and lay down there, or move your table and your chair there and sit down and eat there. And then it's considered as if you live there and the place where people live, there's a Graf Shirei, something that's disgusting that bothers you, you're allowed to remove it. Just to sit around a little bit over there won't be enough. You have to park yourself there with a bed or a chair or a table or something to that effect to have that to Graf Shirei. Sivla Meches, the Machaber says that somebody could take a box worth of dirt and pour it into the corner of his house and give it its own Karnzavis, Miyachdve Karnzavis, where it is, because he wants his dirt to use on Shabbos, whether to cover its soil with it or to cover its saliva, someone spat from Reik, these types of things, and it's fine. And it's not going to be Muksa because he put it there, he set it aside, that's going to be used to cover different things that I need dirt for in the house. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're obviously discussing case, there's no problem with yes, guma, like you're going to be able to take in a straight way without making a guma, without making a ditch, without doing any problem with baina or outdoors of cheresh, or it's thin sand as such that if you take some out, automatically the guma gets filled up, so there's no problem with yes, guma. So then it's mutter to take this off and use it on Shabbos. As opposed to the Machaber says, if you just randomly pour the dirt in your house and not miyachad its own corner, its own karen zavas, then it's balto to the offer of the house, and then it becomes muksa. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even when you pour this dirt around your house, you had in mind the reason why you're pouring this dirt is you have dirt available to cover tzoya, arayk, or these things, since you randomly spread it around the house, the place it's going to get stepped on, it's balto to the karka of the house, to the floor of the house, and it's muksa. And you'll not be able to take any dirt from the house to use it. The Ramah says that you're allowed to take fruit which are buried in sand, out on Shabbos, because that dirt that's used to bury fruit, it's not muksa, it has its purpose, it's there to cover the fruit. Mishnah Berurah discusses if you have fruit that's buried or that's stuck under dirt that is muksa on Shabbos, there are ways to deal with that also, but that's beyond the scope of the simon over here. That's the simon shir yudal of sifchas and tes. But as we'll get there at the right time. Siflam and tes. Behemoth, chayes, and oifas, animals and birds are muksa on Shabbos. You cannot metal to them, you cannot move them. Mishnah Berurah says, like eitzim avon, the muksa machmas gufoy, since there's nothing you can really do with them. However, the Machaber says that you could put down a basket in front of the africhim, in front of the chicks, so they should go up and down it. And it's not a problem of a vatokli mehechonoi, because Mishnah Berurah explains go is at any point chase them off of the sal of the basket. The Mishnah Berurah says that which you say over here, that's also to metalta behemachai and oif, is even in the case where you're going to have a hefsid, have a loss, to not be metalta them, the birds flying around your house, and it's breaking things in the house. And even if it's as such, there's no reserved tzedah, because it's used to being in your house, you're not trapping it, it's always in the house, it's not going to run away, it's no problem of hunting, of trapping it, still it's muksa. And the only ace is to chase it away with your hands. But to metalta muksa is also even the case of hefsid. The Machaber says that you could put a sal under it, like we said, and then the freich could climb up on the sal. When the freich is on the sal, when it's on top of the basket, then you cannot be metal to the sal, metal to the basket. In other words, it's regular rules of buses that Mitchum will get to as we learn more of the halachas of muksa, that if the bird, which is muksa, was on the sal, be'ashmashas, so then migus katsoy be'ashmashas katsoy kuyoyma, the basket becomes muksa for the whole Shabbos. However, if the birds are not in the basket be'ashmashas, just came on later on, like the case over here in Shulchan Aruch, so when the bird is on the basket, you cannot metal to the basket. It's a problem muksa. But once the bird goes off the basket, whether it's on its own or because you chased it off, now the basket is not muksa. So it's not muksa b'ashmash, it only becomes muksa mol Shabbos. There's no migas katsoy, it's only muksa when the bird is on. And once the bird, the chick is off it, then you can metal to the basket again. So if mem, the machabes is any behemachai, oh, you can medodim, means you can, like, explains, grab by its neck and help it move in the chotzer. Whether it's a big animal or a small animal, Mishnah Berurah says non rishus rabim, because there's a chash might come to lift it and actually carry it b'chayiv chatas. Because by him we don't say chay noy, says atzmai, that it carries itself like we say by human being. Mishnah Berurah says, the Torah says, and many achrim go with it, even the Carmel is also to medoda, to grab a behemoth's neck and help it move. Not like the Shulchan Aruch, who goes with his sheet of the Meseisa, that's only usher in rishus rabim, rather even the Carmelists will be usher. Mishnah Berurah has certain cases, big agolim, big calves, you could medada them, you could help them move in the Carmelis. Now, even the places that you are allowed to medada, to help the hayimachayim if move, it's only if the animal is needed for the else of the animal, and you have to do it in a careful way that you shouldn't be carrying it because of the problem of muksa. The only behemoth that you cannot medada at all is a chicken, because it lifts itself up and you automatically end up carrying it. They're the only eitzes to push it. And the push it, you can do it even if it's not tzarech for him, even if it's a tzarech for you, that you should never have some mammon, you can push it, push it, push it until it goes to the place that you want it to go, that you shouldn't have a hefsid from running away or from the chicken not staying on its eggs.